If you only had 24 hours to live and you had to teach your son or sons everything you learned about being a man, from life to love, money to marriage, people to porn, and everything in between, what lessons would you teach him? Well, when my son was only 12 years old, I wrote a book for him I wanted to leave behind as my legacy. It's called Are You the Man? 201 Lessons I Wish My Dad Would Have Taught Me. And I squeezed all of those lessons on manhood into just 124 pages. The lessons I share in this book not only come from my successes in life, but many of them also come from my painful and even shameful failures, including divorce, abuse, addiction, adultery, and abandonment, just to name a few. You can read and learn in less than 2 hours what it took me over 30 plus years to learn the hard way. So just go over to areyoutheman.com and get your copy today. That's areyoutheman.com. Trust me, your wife and children will thank you for it later. Hello, Mighty Men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men don't make plans, they follow God's plan. Let me say that one again. Real men don't make plans, they follow God's plan. This week on the Real Men Check-In, I have a couple of questions I want to ask you. One, do you believe God has a plan for your life? And if so, question number two is, do you know what that plan is? Now, Proverbs 16:9 tells us that the heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps. And Proverbs 19:21 says, many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand. Do you know, a friend once asked me years ago, he says, Joe, do you want to know how to make God laugh? Which I thought was a weird question. I said, sure. He said, Joe, just tell him what your plans are. Boy, was he right. Now, as a former college professor and classroom teacher and now a man's ministry leader, I can't tell you how many Christians I've run into over the last 24 years who've uttered the following words or something similar to it. Man, Joe, I know God has a plan for my life, but I just don't know what it is. You know, Joe, I'm just waiting for God to reveal his plan to me. You know, I'm ready to do what God wants me to do, but Joe, I just wish he'd tell me. And there are so many things I want to do, Joe. I just want to do the thing that's most pleasing to God. Now, I think you get the point. See, before we came to Christ, we tried doing things our way, and most of it didn't work out for us, costing us time, money, energy, relationships, and for some of us, even our health. And we realized that there has to be a better way, and we knew that way was through Jesus Christ. But we didn't quite know or understand exactly the plans God had for us at that particular moment. And some of us never move past that moment of uncertainty. As a result, we find ourselves emotionally frustrated, consistently confused, and stuck in a spiritual rut. So what do you do if that's you? Do you want to know what God's plan is for your life? Do you want to stop searching and start living that plan? Well, believe it or not, it's a lot easier than you think. First of all, God has never hidden his plan for our lives from us. In fact, he wants us to live his plan for our lives more than we do, because he knows when we do it, it'll produce fruit in our lives, expand his kingdom here on earth, and ultimately bring him glory. In other words, we're not really waiting for God to reveal his plan. He's waiting on us to follow it. And he's outlined his divine plan for our lives in his word. And for every believer, that plan basically consists of three steps. And here they are. Here's step number one. God's plan involves our salvation. Our salvation. See, it's the reason he sent Jesus to die for us, in order to restore and redeem the relationship we lost at the fall in the garden. It's through our salvation that we're reconciled to him. John 3:16 tells us, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. And in Acts 4:12, it says, there is no salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. And if you're a believer, you know this already, because this is like Christianity 101. Our hope, our faith, and our trust is in the salvation we received through Jesus Christ and his righteousness. That was God's plan from the beginning. Jesus himself even reminds us in John 14, verse 6, that he alone is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one goes to the Father except through him. So step number one of God's plan for us involves our salvation. So what's step number two? Well, step number two of God's plan is for our maturation. Our maturation. God never intended for us to just receive salvation through Jesus Christ, but also to mature in our relationship with him. In other words, he doesn't just want us to know Christ, but to grow in Christ. Paul tells us in Colossians 1, verse 28 and 29, it's Jesus Christ we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom, that we may present everyone mature in Christ. Now listen to Ephesians 4, verse 11 through 16. And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and teachers to equip the saints for the word of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. As a result, we are no longer to be children, tossed here and there by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, by craftiness and deceitful schemes. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ. Paul is not referring here to salvation of non-believers, but rather to the maturation of followers of Jesus Christ. Anything that isn't growing is dying. Salvation assures our eternity, and maturation strengthens our life here on earth. So step number two in God's divine plan is for our maturation. So what is the final step in God's plan? Well, I think you already have a clue of what that is. If salvation, our rebirth, is step number one, maturation, our growth in Christ, is step number two, then step number three has to be multiplication, to repeat and complete the plan by going out and making disciples. Just think about Jesus' last words to his disciples when he left this earth, knowing he would never see them on this side of eternity again. Jesus said in Matthew 28, verse 19 and 20, "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Teach them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age." In other words, God has an eternal plan for our temporary life. One, to be reconciled to him through Jesus Christ so we can spend eternity with him. In other words, our salvation. Two, to grow in our knowledge, obedience, and love for his Son. In other words, our maturation. And three, to go out and teach others how to do the same. In other words, to expand his kingdom here on earth through our multiplication. Wow. A complex God who's given us a simple plan to follow. Now, it doesn't get any easier than that. And the cool thing is, how we execute God's plan is up to us. Just think about it. We didn't all come to salvation the same way. We don't all grow in Christ at the same speed. And we won't all multiply God's message and expand his kingdom in the same places. The only thing that doesn't change is God's character and his word. So there you have it. God's plan for your life. God's plan for my life. His plan for all those who come to him. So rejoice, because as men, we don't have to ever find God's plan. All we have to do is follow it. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week. I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with other men who you may be mentoring or discipling. And make sure you check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. Real Men Connect is a listener-supported podcast, and we're now the number one radio podcast on iTunes for Christian men. Now, if this podcast has blessed you in any way and you'd like to help us continue to bless and transform the lives of even more husbands, fathers, sons, and leaders, please prayerfully consider financially supporting this ministry. Just go to realmenconnect.com and click on the donate button, and may God bless your faithful giving. Thank you so much for listening, because without you, there will be no Real Men Connect. So keep downloading, subscribing, and reviewing, and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man God called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, and as always, stay in God's grip.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. and the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man, God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.